Last month, Interior Department Secretary Ryan Zinke wrote in an op-ed that the U.S.'s national parks are being loved to death. He lamented the park system's $12 billion backlog in deferred maintenance. But another symptom of the overwhelming power of tourists is ecosystems that need to be rehabilitated. Last week, Yosemite National Park unveiled its biggest conservation project to date. And as FM89's Carrie Klein reports, it aimed to protect some of the park's biggest and oldest inhabitants.
Just inside Yosemite National Park's South Gate is the park's newest bus depot. You park your car in a big new parking lot, walk past the new Welcome Center, and hop on one of the hybrid buses that circulate every 10 minutes. Ride just 2 miles and you emerge in another world. It's an old world, but it's recently gotten a makeover.
It's quite a transformation.
Sue Beatty is a restoration ecologist with the National Park Service, and she's standing in the Mariposa Grove of giant sequoias. These big trees can live up to 2,000 years.
Those are probably 1,000 years old.
So they're just middle-aged. They got another 1,000 years ahead of them.
It could be, yes. That's what we hope.
A half-mile-long walking trail snakes through a carpet of native wallflowers, lupins, and young dogwoods. But visitors here look up, straight up, at the 300-foot-tall giants, the wind rustling their leaves. It's the first day the grove is open after a long environmental restoration. Beatty can barely contain her excitement.
Oh, I love it.
But just 3 years ago, Mariposa Grove was an entirely different place. The big trees, of course, were here, but all around them, asphalt.
This used to be a parking lot, a 110-car parking lot.
So you could park right up against these sequoias.
Yeah, basically people were parking right on the sequoias. Yeah.
The grove was noisy and smelled like exhaust. The asphalt diverted water away from the tree's roots. And an old tram road that used to weave through the trees was so narrow, Beatty says paint from the trams would rub off on the bark. Eventually, park officials said enough was enough. They launched a massive restoration project to dial back the grove's human infrastructure. The grove closed to the public in July 2015 and reopened last Friday. And while an extreme solution could have been to shut people out entirely, the park spent millions to delicately reduce the impacts of humans while still granting them access. It's a balancing act that Beatty says parks across the country are being forced to do.
It's becoming more and more common because the population of our country keeps growing.
Around 4 million people visited Yosemite in 2017. Park spokesman Scott Gedeman estimates Mariposa Grove is the second most popular destination in the park, after Yosemite Valley. The goal of the restoration project was to keep those millions of visitors coming, only without their cars, a gift shop, or a diesel fueling station to stifle the tree's roots.
Like everything we do here in the park and in so much of national parks across the country, it's all about balance. And it's about providing the access and protecting the environment. And we feel that this project really exemplifies that.
The project cost $40 million. Half came from the Yosemite Conservancy, a philanthropic organization that funds conservation within the park. Conservancy President Frank Dean says it was important to honor the history of the grove. President Abraham Lincoln set the land aside in 1864 as part of the Yosemite Grant Act. Lawmakers at the time referred to the giants as distinguished strangers and called the grove the wonder of the world. Dean says the Yosemite Grant Act was the first ever federal act of land preservation, predating national parks by years.
And so it was really the beginning of conservation in the United States and the world for that matter.
But with that came the need for balance, and we haven't always hit the mark. Neil Desai of the nonprofit National Parks Conservation Association says it wasn't that long ago that even in Yosemite, human access came with far too many liberties.
Decades ago, the Park Service was entertaining visitors by feeding bears from dumpsters while the public viewed the spectacle. And similarly, in the valley, you know, there would be a large bonfire built on top of Glacier Point, and the Park Service would push those embers off the cliff to entertain the visitors at the valley floor.
Today, he says, conservation projects aimed at balancing access and impacts are happening all across the country, like in Point Reyes National Seashore, where motorboats were banned from a marine wilderness area and visitors instead kayak and snorkel. Arrangements similar to what's at Mariposa Grove appear in Glacier National Park and the Grand Canyon, where visitors park in a central lot and then bus to where they want to go. Now, after years of honking horns and slamming doors, the grove is quiet, eerily quiet. But restoration ecologist Sue Beatty delights in that silence.
It brings a feeling of awe to me, a kind of a sacred feeling that I'm someplace really special.
And she's not the only one who's attached to these trees. The giant sequoia is one of the few symbols on the official National Park Service emblem. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.